bit. Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
You're here with Love Our Proud
with Z and G on Joy 94.9. I think we deserve another sound effect.
That sounds like a good idea.
Kevin? Yeah?
Yeah, sound effect.
What do we think? All right. That was
a swift break.
That was a very extremely swift break. But I feel like the whip crack was almost too short.
Yes.
So we'll have a second whip crack.
Wow.
That was even shorter. So wow. I don't know where that leaves
it's
us exactly.
It's starting to get intimidating.
Yeah, it is. Right? It is, right? It's almost aggressive. But, you know, that's okay. That's all right.
Oh, gosh.
That's okay.
You were speaking of I mentioned escalators. I can't even talk. Escalators before.
Yeah, you did. You did mention escalators.
And, you know, one thing I've noticed is that, especially in peak hour situations with an escalator, you know, there's always the escalator fast lane, you know?
There is.
There's the escalator fast lane.
There is. You got it.
Right-hand side.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you have to stand over to the left if you don't want to get bowled over.
Yeah.
Because look out.
There's oncoming traffic at that point.
There is. Yeah. There is. I mean, especially at peak hour.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you really have to be over to the left.
Yes.
But I mean, there's an odd time where, you know, I mean, I'm sure everyone's been in the right-hand lane when you shouldn't have been.
Yeah.
When it's peak hour and they have to do the little, you know, the little diagonal move around you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And they give you a judgmental look.
Yeah.
But even with the fast lane, you've got to set a pace.
You know?
If you're in there and you're going up the escalators, you've got to set a pace.
And that is a real pace to be set as well.
Definitely.
And I mean, you know, I'm not one for cardio, particularly myself.
No.
I don't know about you, Kevin.
I'm
not really one for cardio.
Like Pokemon Go for about a week, I was outside, and apart from that, it's nothing happened.
It's getting people out and about, though. It's one of those things.
It is. It really is.
But then you've also, I'm calling people out. I'm doing it. The people who aren't into Pokemon full stop, but play Pokemon Go. What are your views on this, Kevin?
Oh,
Kevin.
I am totally one of those people.
No, don't tell me that.
Really?
Because I have a YouTube channel, and it was trending on YouTube pretty heavily at one point.
Yeah.
So my theory was, if I make a fucking YouTube video about it, that'll be cool. And the whole idea was to just make them until I take over a gym. And then that's like the end of the narrative, you know?
Okay, interesting.
Yeah. Turns out that's way harder than I fucking initially thought.
It's tough. It is tough. Yes.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
It's fucked up.
They suck you in. It's one of those games, though, where you can see it's taken over. You know?
I don't engage in that sort of augmented reality.
I prefer it to my actual reality.
Okay, yeah, so and that's fair enough.
It's my way of escaping.
That's fair enough.
Yeah.
But, you know, I've seen you take over many a gym, and then the person, you know, a few people walk, you know, around us and into the direction that we just were.
Yeah, if we need to explain, there are some locations within the game.
You explain. I'm not the one that plays.
You can use your Pokemon to fight, and if you fought them well enough or if the gyms are low enough level, you can take it over with your people, with your Pokemans.
Right.
And then put them in the gym. So they live at the gym and other people fight your person.
Okay.
That you've put there.
Okay. And if I took over that gym, would my username appear?
Yeah.
Wow. So people are knowing. People know I took over that gym. Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What an exciting world we live in.
Took me a while to figure out a sexually explicit name that would also not get censored on on Pokemon Go.
For username?
Yeah, I got this dick right here.
But and it worked.
Yeah, double I, no, triple I. But you can clearly see it says, this, and also no C. So it's just, and it's like D-I-S. So it's like this dick right here.
Right, okay, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And it got through.
Yeah, that one got
okay.
through.
And that's on the top of all the gyms in your local area.
Well, this is the thing. I can't take a gym over, man. I'm pathetic at walking. And also, I don't know about you, but I live in a suburban area, and I don't have any real reason to go to the city ever, so I'm looking at... I'm looking at a lot of rat-a-tats.
Yeah. It's tough. You go through it. But is that
escalator fast lane?
Escalator fast lane, yes. You have to set a pace.
You do. And I mean, escalator. And, you know, like we were saying before, I mean, cardio really, I think I should get on a treadmill.
The reason so I'm then, taking the escalator is so I'm not climbing stairs. Yet there are moments where you're in a hurry and you have to climb the stairs.
And you need to exert yourself. And, I mean, isn't that really defeating the purpose?
Yes,
of an escalator itself.
But
is this this is groundbreaking right now. This is pulling back the curtain.
Wait, wow. Are you saying that walking on an escalator is...
Well, if I have to exert myself running up it...
I would argue that the whole... But the escalator has steps. Like, I would argue the whole reason is so you walk up, so you go up faster than by using stairs.
That's true. That's
otherwise,
true.
You could just use a weird... I don't know.
Or I could be excellent at climbing stairs.
Mm. Yeah.
You could do three at a time.
Well, I was going to say then you could just use an elevator, but elevator's like way less efficient as far as getting large numbers of people. So, I don't know.
It's always a 20-person limit or 12...
I don't know how they work those limits out, by the way.
No, it's a... I'm sure to do something with maths.
Yeah.
But, you know, sometimes.
You're usually looking at somewhere around, I think, 2 tons or something...
That's elevator. A car, right? We can get a car in there.
Yeah.
Is that what it's telling us?
I think that's what the crowd wants from us. No. Okay, that they initially wanted crickets. But now they're cheering for the car in the elevator.
And I think we all learnt the lesson that some of us should wear glasses while operating the soundboard.
Or they could make it in a bigger font. Either way,
everybody's a winner.
For listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.